there be something I don't want, whatever it is, without a me that doesn't want it? Does what I don't want exist without a me that doesn't want it? So in any situation where what I don't want is too much, is it really the condition that's too much, or is it the strength of this nature that doesn't want it that's too much? And do they exist apart from one another? They don't exist apart from one another. They're one thing. You don't want to see it's you. It doesn't want to see, rather, that it's this nature. Because if I see that, I have to lay myself down. I can't go along with my irritation. I can't go along with the justification. I can't go along with the resentment and the blame. I can't have an enemy. I can't have a time when I'll finally be free of all this. Because I understand that wherever I go and whatever I do, I'm taking with me this essential nature that does nothing but resist something that it's identified with so that it can exist as a sense of self in a terrible situation. Because when that's all evident, what's left for me to do? I wasn't going to do this, but apparently I am. Well, I wasn't. It's another whole talk, and I may go back to it as such. In the end, when I'm all caught up with this and the problems and them and all the things in my life, and I'm not sure, in the end, every time there's a disturbance, to whom do I turn in order to release me from the disturbance? To whom do I turn? I turn to myself. I talk to myself. Think about what to do. How I'm going to make them worry. We'll fix that one day. Always turning to myself to console myself. Is the nature that I turn to console myself, does it exist apart from the nature that has to be consoled? It's one thing, doesn't it? And yet I'm forever trying to lift myself out of a morass by a nature that is producing the morass. In the end, what has to happen, the clearer that becomes, and it sounds religious, but it's not. In the end, you understand there is only one that can lift me. There is only one that can lift me, and it is not I. But only one that can lift me means two things. One, only God, only the divine, this light that is showing me the truth of my situation, can lift me from it, but it doesn't really lift me from it. It causes me to die to it and the condition. Only one in the sense of the divine, and only one can lift me, meaning only this essential integrity, this essential wholeness that I can see myself in, can lift me out of the divisive state and the darkness that I'm caught in when I'm identified like that. Only one can lift me, meaning God, and only the unity that I experience in my life through his presence that reveals me to myself. Do you understand? Only one can lift me. You are still trying to lift yourself out of your fear of poverty, out of your fear of being alone, out of your fear of dying, out of your fear of what somebody did to you and it may happen again. You list all the things, and you are every day identified with something that appears to rescue you and be your guide out of whatever that situation is. And your guide in that moment is inseparable from your God in that moment. And your God in that moment is nothing other than you dividing yourself up into the one that has a problem and the one that will save you from it.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.